Carno said, "You are right. But I envy John Fisher," said the Cardinal, telling Mother and me. "I envy John Fisher." He told Henry VIII, "Sorry, Henry, Catherine is your wife. Remain faithful to her until death." Henry threw the bishop into prison, and after a mock trial, beheaded him, said Carl O'Connor, "I envy John Fisher." Very simple. Had his head cut off, he became a martyr. I am being martyred every day, and mainly by the New York Times, the most widely read and most powerful newspaper in the world. Back to ourselves. The apostles were called by Jesus, but they have to remain faithful to Christ who called them. Among the 12 apostles, there was one traitor, Judas Iscariot. There was one unfaithful apostle who rejected Jesus, even claimed, "I don't know who Jesus is." And that, mind you, was to be the first pope. And I keep telling people, and there was one theologian, Thomas the Apostle. You won't expect me to say the next sentence. We know, of course, Thomas repented. Thank God. But Thomas, the one theologian among the apostles, was sent. Guess what country? Where was he sent? You know why? To cope for the intellectuals of India. That is why I keep telling your sisters, in the name of God, understand your faith. Only God knows. But I think India is the most intellectual nation in the world. But as you know, intellectuals, what a safe statement. Intellectuals can be, what a very safe statement, very proud. And Thomas paid for his loyalty to Christ by being martyred. As I keep telling the missionaries of charity, India needs martyrs. Do you still hear me? More martyrs. And you don't become a martyr by always saying yes. You don't become a martyr by always saying yes to people. We're almost and not quite finished with the call of the apostles. There are two words that go together. Both derive from the Latin. The verb vocare means to call. The verb midere means to send. The noun corresponding to the verb vocare, of course, is vocatio, in English, vocation. The noun corresponding to midere, to send. Sending in Latin is missio, sending. The purpose of every vocation is a mission. We are called in order to be sent. Sent by whom? By Christ. Through whom? The church. To whom? To the people whom Christ wants to bring to himself. And the Holy Father told Mother, she told me, you are missionaries. You are to be sent. And I'm hereby sending you. And I repeat, and will until the eighth day of the retreat, to not just feed the hungry on body, but to feed those who are starving in soul, starving for the truth. So the apostles were sent, but the word apostle, here it is the same word as what? The word apostle comes from the Greek. From the Latin comes the word what? Missio. In other words, another name for your community could be not missionaries of charity, but apostles of charity. You are being sent. Sent by Christ through his church to the people who need, desperately need, what Christ has given you to share with others. Your community is not yet 50 years old, right? The Society of Jesus, established in 1540, is now, 457 years. Is that correct? And I have said it before, but I'll come back to it now again. We're talking about the apostles. There are no exceptions. In the history of the church, every community has gone through the same process. Remember, saintly founder, and then those associated with the founder or founders. Then, wonderful, dedicated people follow that leader and become, zealous members of that community. As the numbers increase, what happens? The communities would get all kinds of people. the zealous, the not so zealous, the humble, the not so humble, the prayerful, and the not so prayerful. And every community, no exceptions, in the Catholic Church has either reformed or dissolved.